One of the nastiest and most expensive Senate races in the country is taking place in New Jersey. Hardly a day goes by without Democrat Bob Torricelli or Republican Dick Zimmer issuing a strongly worded press release attacking his opponent's voting record or airing an expensive commercial portraying his rival as unethical. But a third candidate is also running for the Senate. He is spending no money, running no ads, and is virtually unheard of outside a suburban high school in Edison, New Jersey. From member station WBGO, Madeline Brand reports.
It is noon at J.P. Stevens High School, and the headquarters of the Future Now Party is buzzing. Tonight, the campaign workers hold their first focus group, and yesterday, their candidate received valuable media attention as a guest on Fox Television's morning show in New York.
Welcome to Fox on Education. I'm Lauren Green. Well, election year always offers a lot of rhetoric, but it also offers opportunities for teachers of American history or social studies. Election year is a chance to show their students politics in action.
The camera pans to 30-year-old Mark Wise, a high school government teacher on the ballot statewide for U.S. Senate. Unlike his opponents, who have each spent hundreds of thousands of dollars a day in the last weeks of the campaign, Wise doesn't have a penny to spend on his candidacy. Instead, he is relying on the enthusiasm and dedication of his 17-year-old students. It was they who gathered the 800 signatures to get him on the ballot, created the party name, and wrote the Future Now party platform.
I've always felt like kids don't really have much of a say in government, and it was so nice to be part of something that we really do have a say. You know, I was sitting writing down the platform for someone who's running for United States Senate. You know, that was just such a great feeling, and to like be able to show that to everyone, you know, the media and everyone, that was really great.
Sarita Perry and her classmates decided to tackle four issues they thought the other candidates were ignoring: campaign finance reform, college tuition assistance, national service, and Social Security.
I never realized why there's such a debate going on before in politics and between politicians and different interest groups until I read all those articles and all those solutions to the problem and all those interest groups involved. And I was just really amazed at how really complicated the whole process could be and how there's so many things you have to balance out and so many sides of the story.
Since school began nearly 2 months ago, Greta Gao and the other students have immersed themselves in the intricacies of 401k plans and cost of living adjustments, issues high school students aren't normally even aware of, much less debating.
So, I mean, wouldn't you rather work two more years and follow our 45-55% plan?
They're going to say, wait a second, you know, Democrats and Republicans, they're not talking about this now. They're pushing it aside. You guys want to increase our...
Students Dipesh Patel and Mitchell Stein.
Years, you know?
Despite the heated arguments over whether to privatize Social Security, enact campaign finance reform, or expand national service, the students and their teacher candidate, Mark Wise, are under no illusion that they'll actually win the U.S. Senate seat.
I think my parents are voting for me. I think I'll vote for myself. My fiance hopefully will vote for me. And, you know, a couple others, maybe 100 or so. I don't know. I'm not even asking people to vote for me.
Wise is one of those rare high school teachers students think are cool. He sports the latest fashion in facial hair, a small soul patch under his lower lip, close-cropped hair, and baggy chinos. He looks more like one of them, and his class is one of the most popular in the school, swelling to four periods and 100 students.
My purpose of teaching and teaching this course in AP government, besides getting them ready for this test that they have to take at the end, is more to try to create a critical citizenry. And critical, not cynical necessarily, but critical in that they'll be able to view issues and events and speeches and debates with a certain knowledge and background.
They had that opportunity recently when one of the other Senate candidates, more likely to win, visited Wise's class. The students had mixed reactions to Democrat Robert Torricelli. Some thought he was using them to get on the evening news looking concerned about education. But others believe they've had an effect on the race, forcing Torricelli and his Republican opponent, Dick Zimmer, who has also scheduled a school visit, to discuss education.
It's made me much more hopeful about the political process. I never would have thought in a million years that a project on such a small scale, just because of, you know, starting a party on our own and within less than a year, you know, having them on the ballot and running a campaign without any money. It's pretty surprising.
We're a group of students and we are really trying to show everyone that we're not the slacker generation. I think that what we have to say is very important.
Through the class, we learn how a lot of things are wrong with politics, but once we turn 18 and we're able to vote, I think by becoming more involved and becoming more active, we'll be able to change some of the things that are occurring in politics and get some of our views across, and hopefully people will listen.
Many politicians are already listening. If nothing else, they recognize that these children of the baby boomers will represent a formidable voting bloc in the coming years. But for now, Mark Wise's AP government class must be content with writing policy papers, not just for voters to judge, but for their candidate to grade for clarity, accuracy, and, yes, spelling. For National Public Radio, this is Madeline Brand reporting.